want to share a few well-known passages of Scripture with you. The first one's in John chapter 10, John's Gospel chapter 10. Just a single verse, verse 11. It's the Lord Jesus speaking, and he says in verse 11 of chapter 10 of John, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And you might touch also on that well-known verse in Luke 15 as well. Luke chapter 15 at the beginning, "And all the tax gatherers and sinners were coming near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.' And he spoke to them this parable, saying, 'What man of you, having 100 sheep and having lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And having found it, he lays it upon his own shoulders and rejoicing. And being come to the house, he calls together the friends and the neighbours, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep. I say unto you that thus there shall be joy in heaven for one repenting sinner more than for 99 righteous who have no need of repentance." And then just finally, well-known psalm, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. "Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." I suppose you'll be quite aware that I'd like to share a little about the shepherd tonight. The Lord speaking says, "I am the good shepherd." It's interesting when he says, "I." I am the good shepherd. Not "I will be the good shepherd," or "I was the good shepherd." "I am the good shepherd." I appreciated that John remembered all these statements of the Lord, you know, when he was in his company. "I am the good shepherd." You know, we're speaking about shepherds, and you see in cards and things with shepherds on them, you know. Shepherds that came to see the Lord Jesus when he was born, you know. I used to work as a shepherd for a while, you know, when I was much, much younger. And it's a very challenging job. No, didn't particularly like being a shepherd because you had to be out early in the morning and maybe late at night, and you were there looking after these sheep all the time. And these, you can think about, also think about these shepherds that were out on the hill, you know, when the Lord was born. No lights like they've got just now that they could see what they were doing. You just had to be in close contact with the sheep, you know. And yet you think about it, that these angels came and proclaimed the good news about the good shepherd. The good shepherd. He told these men who had been poor and working in very difficult circumstances about God's love. You know, a Saviour has been born to you in Christ, in Bethlehem City, who is Christ the Lord. He's born for you. It's a personal thing, the gospel. And it says, they left immediately, they left the sheep on the hill, and they came down to see this babe. You know? And as soon as they saw the babe and got an appreciation of God's love that had sent his son into this world, they went and told others about it. And that would be good if all of us here who had an appreciation of the Lord Jesus went and told others about him. But then you think about it, these years later on, here's the Lord Jesus going on to that moment very soon when he was going to lay down his life for us, for all of us, lay down his life for mankind, for everyone. And he says here, "I am the good shepherd." And I think that's very attractive. He knew exactly, as the rest of the chapter here says, what being a shepherd actually was. That there was wolves at the door, persons trying to, in various methods, to take these sheep away, to kill the sheep, to distract them and make them lose an appreciation of the greatness of God's love. That "I am the good shepherd," the Lord Jesus says. He's the only one, you know. He's the only one you could say is the good shepherd. There were other shepherds, of course, and we'll speak about them later on. But he's the good shepherd. That means that he's the only one that could really affect salvation for the sheep. You know? I lay down my life for the sheep, he says. Lots of, we're speaking about that today already, weren't we? About the people who, you might say, he's a very good character, but oh, just a minute, there's something wrong with him. You know, or this person, he was all right, but there was, didn't have the resource to finish all that job. But he has won. Blessed Son of God, the Lord Jesus, my Saviour, and I hope he's your Saviour too, came into this world, and he knew that just very shortly after this verse, he was going to go on to Jerusalem, there, on one side, and enter into, go on, and enter into, the, you might say, the judgment hall, you know, persons would seize him, and they wanted to do away with him, but what it brought out was the greatness of God's love expressed in that Saviour, you know, want to do away with him. I was thinking about that recently, you know. Suppose Pilate brings him out and says, behold the man, look at him, behold the man, you know. Don't know if Pilate was ever affected. I don't think he was affected by the man who truly was, but that doesn't do detract really from the preciousness of the Saviour and who he is. It's God's Son, came here knowing from the very beginning that he and he alone was going to have to lay down his life and pay the price and meet God's righteous claims against every one of us. He took our place and laid down his life, and his blood was to be shed. We've been affected by that already today. And because of that finished work, you and I are going to be safe and we're going to be secure. I am the good shepherd, he says here. I lay down my life. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it abundantly. But he says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It's very precious to think about that. Life's precious to everybody, but you think of him knowing that he alone could pay the price. He went right to the end, right to the cross, and there willingly laid down his life. You know? Man didn't take his life. It's often been said that. We were surprised that he was dead. Surprised that he died. Man, in one sense, put him there on the cross in that immense position of cruelty. Man's hatred on one side and God's love demonstrated on the other. And he laid down his life. He gave his life for me and you. And that would affect us freshly today as we finish the day, like, you know. And that basis, because he laid down his life, and because he lives, came right into the tomb and he came out, you know, means that the work is completed. The good shepherd has laid down his life for the sheep, you know. Very precious to that. Shepherds care, you know. Cares all along the time. All the time the shepherds care. When it's dark, there's difficult land, difficult countryside. And we touched on that just to be brief, very briefly in Luke 15. It's a thing that's often been spoken about, you know. The Lord was speaking about these people that came and said, you know, you mixing with people that are in need, mixing with Pharisees and scribes, the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, he receives sinners and eats with them. You know? And that's very fine. The hands of mercy are open tonight. And the door of mercy is open tonight, and the Lord's receiving sinners still. And the basis is that the shepherd has gone out and secured sheep, you know. Man had 100 sheep. He knows every one, you know. And that's what like it was in the sheep. You know, when you're a shepherd, he is counting. Often remember by seeing this old shepherd, the senior shepherd, saying, that lamb there belongs to that sheep there. You know? And that sheep, look, it's not right, it's limping. You know, something wrong with it. I must go and heal it. But here's one who's counted every single sheep. If you go out and see the sheep, sometimes you'll see numbers on the back, you know. Shepherds put that so you can keep track of numbers. But the Lord doesn't do that. He knows every single person where they stand. You know? It says here, a certain, what man of you having 100 sheep? Think of that. 100 sheep. Down here you've got some nice fields and you can see where the sheep are, and the gate might be shut, you know. But if they're on the hill, you think of what it was to go out and find where these sheep were. That involves a tremendous lot of work and tremendous love for the sheep, really, to find them, you know. But it says here, he had 100 sheep, and he realised that one was lost, you know. You might say, well, I remember somebody saying, oh, 5 to 7% loss every year. Well, we'll just accept that, you know. But that's not how divine persons work. 1%, you know, one sheep that was lost. And think of the movements of the Lord in grace. Following that one sheep, it says, he went after, went left 99 and went after that which is lost until he found it. That's very fine, you know. Think of a person who's lost, who hasn't an appreciation of the Saviour. We should speak, believe more and more to share something of the good news of the glad tidings with people on the pathway of life. Went after that which was lost until he found it. Doesn't say, you know, that person's, oh, his conditions, you can never sort his life. It's terrible. No, it's beyond hope. No, it's not. Not with the Saviour, it's not. Went after that which is lost until he found it, you know. And it says, when he did find it, he didn't drive it home. It says he put it on his shoulders, you know. That's quite a common method, actually, in some areas of carrying sheep, putting it on their shoulders, you know. And you can be sure that that poor sheep, whoever it was, got a sense of the strength of the Saviour's love, you know, put it on his shoulders and carried it home, you know. When you're on the Saviour's shoulders, you're safe. And you know, you don't have, even if you don't have the strength to go very far, he'll carry you, you know. He'll take you home to the house. Brought him home, and his old, and coming to the house, calls together the friends and neighbours, saying, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep, you know. What a fine thing. You know, think of the joy in the Saviour's heart. Somebody tonight will be saved. I'm sure there will be. Sure there will be. It's fine that you've got a notice saying the glad tidings are being preached. And there'll be somebody saved somewhere. Trust it would be in this town as well. Somebody saved. And we can rejoice, you know. Heard there were 4 people who gave their hearts to the Lord Jesus in a gospel in the north recently. And what a sense of joy it was, you know. That 4 hearts have been filled with Jesus' love. But there'll be somebody saved tonight, I believe. And there'll be joy in heaven over that repenting sinner, you know, be safe in the Saviour's care. Wonderful thing to know the Good Shepherd in his care, you know. And just in touch with other, the idea of a shepherd, of course, goes right throughout Scripture. Touched on that well-known verse in the Psalms, Psalm 23, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm sure many here could, all of us here perhaps, could quote that psalm, you know. But to actually say it from your heart, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. You might be in frailty, physical frailty, you might be in need, you might be in a sense of joy, but Jehovah is my shepherd. That involves a personal link with the Lord Jesus, personal link with the living Christ up there, you know. I shall not want, David says. You think of the rough times that David went through, difficult times, you know. He learned a lot when he was a shepherd. He faced Goliath eventually, of course, you know. He said to Saul, when I was a shepherd, I learned certain things. And he went out, and he, even if there was a Goliath in front of him, he dealt with him, you know, got strength to deal with him, you know. But he says here, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. In green pastures, you know. Not only the Saviour fills your heart with a sense of joy, and you know that he's died for you and that you're safe, but we need to feed as well. We need to feed. If you go out and have a look at the sheep down here in some of the fields, you'll see them moving about eating, you know. But then it comes to a point where, having had enough food, they'll go and lie down, and they digest it because of the digestive system that they've got, you know. So you've got to take time to sit down and digest. He that makes me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside still waters. So I'm challenged to say that, how much we need to feed on the presence of the Lord Jesus, and how much we need to lie down, have a sense of comfort that things are secure in Christ, you know. He leadeth me He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. That's very fine. The still waters, you know. I believe that's something of the preciousness of the Spirit service that links us with a man up there, you know. Leads me, you've got green pasture and you've got still waters, you know. That gives you growth, gives you strength, gives you food, gives you joy in our hearts, you know. And then it says, He restores my soul and He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Restores my soul. Well, we've all got difficult days. I'm sure most would say that here. Difficult times. He restores my soul. That's where restoration, that's where joy and what we're healing that we're speaking about this afternoon comes from. A living Christ. You know? He restores my soul. And He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Well, that's very precious to know that stay in company with the Lord Jesus, your Saviour, you get a sense of what's right, you know, the path of righteousness. So many things to distract and say, oh, it's okay if you do that, you know, or do this, but the path of righteousness for His name's sake, you know. Well, how many times the shepherd's been mentioned in Scripture, you know. Think of Jacob, I suppose. Says really at the end of his life, wasn't he? Jehovah is my shepherd. Said that to these young boys, you know, Joseph's boys. He says, I've known the shepherd, Israel, you know. He said, I've known something of the shepherd's care. All these difficult times he had in his life, you know. And he comes and he says, Jehovah, I want the shepherd to bless these young lads. He blessed them, you know, and he passed on his appreciation of the shepherd's care. Well, just thought I'd share that with each one of us here. Good shepherd, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep, for me and for you. I trust we'll be able to say that for His name's sake.